Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 28th of March 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Microsoft is asking the US legal system to clamp down on companies that steal its software. Now, you might think that this is already there, you know, because if someone steals their software in the US, they can go after them. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're saying is that there's companies that are overseas who are stealing Microsoft product and are using them to create products that they know about on the US market, and they want the companies who are selling them on the US market to be penalised. Oh dear. That's really bad. I'm not sure you can even do that. Microsoft legal team is lazy enough to not go after people overseas, but quite happy to go for those who've played absolutely no part in the fraud whatsoever. Shame on you, Microsoft. Now, the other day, the Amazon.com store launched for Android and everything was fine and dandy, apart from the fact that we're getting sued, which seemed to overshadow the news terribly. One of the features that was missed out was the test drive feature. If you're thinking of getting your Android application from the Amazon.com store, then go down there, look at what you've got, click on test drive, and it will give you a virtual Android device that will let you play it in either portrait or landscape mode before you click to buy and say, okay, away we go. The example that's been given out in the press release, though, is PaperToss, which is free anyway. So if you don't buy free applications, you're really tight. Nokia has lost the first round of its battle with Apple and Kodak, it would seem, and they're getting even further into trouble because they've committed the cardinal brand sin of changing their typeface. Yes, the Nokia slanty thing has gone, and it's now replaced with the Nokia I really can't be bothered anymore font. It looks disgusting, it's really weak and wimpy, and I think we could be seeing the very last of Nokia here. Warner Brothers expanded its movie rentals via Facebook with 5 more titles. It's shoved in there Inception, that's no small thing, is it? Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, The Chamber of Secrets, and also Life as We Know It and Yogi Bear in there. Unfortunately, those big name titles, Yogi Bear you could certainly do without it, Life as We Know It not too bad, Inception very good, and Harry Potter, they're already 5 years old or more. Come on. Now, I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. When you get your iPad 2 and you link it up to your HD screen, you start playing a game. I said, wouldn't it be cool if you got a different readout completely on the iPad? And then you'd have two things going at once. Well, lo and behold, Real Racing must have been listening to that podcast, because Real Racing 2 HD has done just that. If you play it via the HDMI link, it will give you the in-car shots as you drive around, and then on your iPad 2, it gives you loads of statistical information and telemetry. I knew it was coming. I told you, see? I'm prophetic, me. Hanwha has unleashed the HDMI. I don't know if that's how you say it or not, but it'll do. They've released the HDMI/USB adapter for iPad. It also works, though, however, on iPad 4 and 4th generation iPod Touch. It's yours for $75. Wow, that's a big price when you consider that the Apple one is only $39. However, you do get a USB with this, and you also get a mini USB. There's another one out on the market which is about a similar kind of price, which also gives you optical audio out, so that's pretty special. Earth Hour came and went on Saturday at 8:30 p.m. Wherever you were at that time, you were going to switch off everything and sit there in the dark, twiddling your thumbs, no matter what, in aid of our glorious planet. There's some pictures up on the internet of when it was done, and it's like trying to play spot the difference competitions. It seems that bugger all happened across the planet. The Xtrema Ultra HTPC is something that Kyle Swagger gets very uptight about and absolutely craves like you wouldn't believe. Well, it's got a launch date now. It's May the 3rd here in the UK, and it's going to cost you €249 or £129. This is an Ion 2-based machine that's got a huge load of specs. It's got 6 USB sockets, which is phenomenal, 4GB of DDR RAM, an HDMI socket out, and an IR remote. You can place it near your TV and have all the fun in the world. And iRig has released the mic. It works extremely well and goes to your microphone in socket and looks like a dynamic microphone. It's going to cost you $60 as well, so that's not the end of the world. If it's decent quality, that could be pretty fantastic. And finally, Qatar won the World Cup and was immediately told, but don't forget, you're a really hot country, so we want loads of air conditioning in the stadiums. So they made them open top, but apparently they've got to air condition the open top stadiums. And the way that they're going to get around it is they're going to build floating remote clouds. Yes, above your head will be several tons of machinery held up by four propeller fans, which are pushing a downdraft down into the stadium, which could affect the flight of the ball, but will keep you all cool. They're costing $500,000, and they've been designed by Dr. Saud Abdul Ghani and his team of mechanical engineers at the University of Qatar. They look absolutely stunning, but if one of them falls down in the pitch, you can be saying goodbye to John Terry. That won't be bad, though, will it? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. I hope you have a good day. Thanks for listening.